Good evening, everyone. Today, I read you another story from storyberries.com, and this one's called Grandma's Glasses. Nani keeps losing her glasses. Where did I keep them? She always asks. Without her glasses, she cannot find her glasses. So she needs me to be her eyes, to find her own eyes. Sometimes her spectacles are in the bathroom, or on her head, or on her bed. Nani, I say, they are on your head. Of course, how silly of me. Thank you, Richa dear, she says with a giggle. This time though, I cannot find Nani's glasses. Not yet. I have looked everywhere, in all the usual places. On her head, in the bathroom, inside her cupboard and on the puja shelf. I have looked under her favorite chair and on the dining table. Nothing, no glasses. Where could they be? I decided to be a good detective. I decided to find out what she had done all day. I did nothing much, except that Veena's mother-in-law came, you know, and how much she gossips. We had many cups of tea, and she ate all the laddus your mother had made, said Nani. Raju said, Nani was very busy today. She wrote a letter to the chief minister about her pension. Amma said, she spoke for a long time to your Masi. She finished knitting the sweater for Raju and then she went for a short walk. I now had many clues. I quickly looked around the new places in the house. Ah, I found the missing glasses at last. The spectacles were wrapped in wool, kept next to her pen under the phone on her desk, and I found a half-eaten laddu there as well. For Nani's next birthday, I will save money for an extra pair of glasses. The end. Good night, everyone.